Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, it's Izzy, and welcome back to Not So Silent. Today's episode, it's just me, bitch. Just me alone. No guests. I just feel like I have to, like, honestly, every month I want to do like a me life update just to update you guys with what's going on in my life, because I feel like there's so fucking much to talk about. And I think so much has happened also. And I'm like, okay, I just need to like sit the fuck down with you guys and just talk to you guys. And like, I also am not having anxiety right now, because like usually when I have guests, like I'm hella nervous and I'm like, okay, I don't know how like the vibe is going to be. So like, I'm so like ready to just yap it up, like get ready for a 5-hour fucking episode.
What have you been doing recently? What have you been getting up to? Where have you been traveling?
So as you guys have probably seen, I went to LA and New York for a brand trip. And honestly, okay, I think I got invited to the New York one with Laneige. It's a skincare brand, clock it. I got invited to that brand trip first. And then I think like a few days before that brand trip, I got invited to another one in LA before the one in New York with Laneige. And the one in LA is with Rare Beauty. So I was like shook. So I'm like, okay, like brand trips are new to me. I've only been on one before, the LA and New York one. So I'm like, okay, like I'm so excited for New York. And then I got the LA one, and y'all, I love LA. Like LA is my fucking favorite spot ever. Like just no one gives a fuck about what you're doing. Like you can walk around the streets naked and like no one pays you any mind. Like I love it there. And like the weather, ugh. Hey girl, thank you for being here. You are now part of the Not So Silent fam, and I appreciate you so much. To show my appreciation, I'm going to be giving away a care box each episode. To win one, make sure you like and subscribe, send a screenshot to my Instagram, and I'm going to pick a winner. Thanks. In LA, I was like, okay, so how am I going to figure out two brand trips right now? So I'm like, let me go to LA first, because the Rare Beauty one was before Laneige in New York. I stayed in LA for a bit, and the Rare Beauty one in LA was, I think, the actual event was one day, but they flew us out a day before. And I extended my trip because I wanted to extend it a little bit before I went to New York. And guys, that brand trip was literally fucked. If you follow me on Instagram or even on TikTok, you saw that I met Selena Gomez, and I met Jennifer Aniston. Okay, let me break it down here. So before I went, I knew I was gonna meet them, but like it didn't hit me until I was there. And like I remember me and my friend Madison, we went together because we were both invited, which thank fucking God I had like another one of my friends with me, or else I would have sharted everywhere. Like I would have been so nervous. So thank God I had her with me. But we were just like, you know, drinking, like chilling. We were the first ones at the event. And we were just like chilling, taking pictures, whatever, you know, doing the influencer stuff. And then we're just like ordering a drink at the bar. And then all we hear is Selena's like voice. And she's like, hello. And then me and Madison are like, what the fuck? They're literally standing in the middle giving a speech. And we literally run from the bar to the middle where they're giving a little speech. I'm like, holy fuck. And Jennifer Aniston is right there. And I'm like, they're both right there. And I'm like, bro, first of all, they look like dolls. Like their skin, like everything about them is perfect. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? First of all, they're gorgeous, they're stunning. And then they went to like this little picture area where we got to take a picture with them. So everyone started lining up, and I was like, oh my God, okay, like this is fucked. And I really wanted to film TikToks with them, like so bad. Like the night before, I literally saved like a bunch of like audios from Friends for Jennifer Aniston, and so many like audios with Selena Gomez, like Alex Russo from Wizards of Waverly Place. And I was like hoping and praying I got to make TikToks with them, but they were like just pictures and that's it. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Honestly, anything at this point, like literally icons. So we line up for pictures. And then I remember like these girls in front of us, like me and Madison were kind of in the back of the line. And then there was like four girls in front of us. And then they kind of just stepped away. Like the girl was like, okay, whoever's next in line. They literally dispersed. And then the Rare Beauty girls look at me and Madison. They're like, okay, guys, you're up. And like, we weren't expecting it because we were like, there's a bunch of people in line. So we're like, we were like shook. We didn't. And they're like, if you want a picture, now's your time. And I'm like, oh, holy fuck. And then Madison started freaking out too. So I'm like, okay, I think like, I'm like, Madison, just go. So Madison goes first. And I was recording her because we wanted to record each other. She went first. I was literally shaking. Like, I'm surprised the video didn't come out shitty because I was shaking. And she took her picture, whatever. She had her moment with them. And then we kind of swapped places. She started recording for me. And oh my God. Like, I don't even know how to describe the feeling. It was just insane. Like, it just felt unreal. Like, it didn't feel like it was really happening. And I hugged Selena first. And she's like, guys, she's like, hi, mama. And I'm like, mother? Like, please. I was dying. So I hugged her first. I was more nervous to meet Jennifer Aniston. Listen, I love Selena Gomez. Like, I grew up watching her, listening to her music. But Jennifer Aniston is just like, I don't know. I was so much more nervous to meet Jennifer. Because I never thought I was going to ever meet Jennifer. Like, realistically, I'm like, okay, I use Rare Beauty. Like, I know Selena is the face of the brand, like, obviously. So there's one day where I'm going to meet her. But I'm like, Jennifer Aniston, that's so, like, crazy. And the reason Jennifer Aniston was there is because Rare Beauty was collabing with Jennifer's brand, Lola V. She has her own hair brand, if you guys don't know. But, yeah, so literally I hugged Jennifer. No, before I hugged Jennifer, I gave her my hand. Like, I'm fucking giving a handshake to Jennifer Aniston. Like, hello. So I give her my hand. And then I'm like, sorry, like, I want to give you a hug. Like, I'm so nervous. Like, I'm sorry. And then I hug her. And she's like, I was going to say the same thing, sweetie. Like, I wanted to hug you. And I'm like, I started freaking the fuck out. And I was hugging her for a minute. Like, if you guys saw that video, I was hugging her. Like, I didn't want to let go.
She was gripping you.
Yeah. She was gripping the fuck out of me. Like, I did not want to. Oh, it was so good. Both of them are such great huggers also. Jennifer Aniston's hug was just next level. But after, like, we departed from the hug, I was like, this Jennifer Aniston says to me, you smell so good. And I'm like, what? You're telling me that I smell? I literally went to all my friends after. I'm like, you cannot tell me I smell like shit, even as a joke, because Jennifer motherfucking Aniston tells me that I smell good. So fuck you guys. That's what I said to all my friends.
What were you wearing? What was the perfume?
I was wearing the Moroccan oil perfume. It literally smells exactly like the Moroccan oil hair products. So I remember I sprayed it on. I had like a travel size and I'm like, I have to fucking smell good when I meet these motherfucking icons. So I was spraying all over myself. So like, it was like fresh, you know, but she was like, you smell so good, whatever. I took a picture with them. I didn't know what to say. I was so nervous and I think I blacked out. So I didn't really say anything. I was just like, I also didn't want to annoy them. Like, I didn't want to be that fan that's like, oh my God, I love you and friends. Oh my God, I love, like, they get that all the time. And like, I just didn't want to say that. So I was like, you guys are just both so fucking iconic and stunning. And I just love you guys. And I just want you guys to know that. And they were like, oh, thanks. Like, you're so sweet. Like, and Selena Gomez said, I look so pretty. Again, probably they say that to everyone, but like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to pretend that she just said it to me. But it was a fucking amazing moment. I remember watching, me and Madison both were watching back those videos so many times. Like, it was just unbelievable. We did that. We met them. And then they left the event really quickly after they got pictures with everyone. And then we watched the movie Clueless. And it was a great event, honestly. It was so fun. And then after LA, I stayed in LA, I think, an extra day or two. And then I flew to New York with Laneige. And this brand trip with Laneige was more like intimate. So it was like me and two other creators that they brought out in New York because they were having an event in New York. I feel like I keep saying New York. They were having an event in NYC to celebrate their new lip product. So they wanted to bring like some like Canadian creators too, which was so fun. And they brought us out to lunch, like breakfast, like they really took care of us. Like, and the Laneige team was literally amazing. Even the Rare Beauty team, like both teams were literally so incredible. They made sure that we were good every night, that we were fed, that we were like home, like that we slept. Like they just made sure we were good, that our rooms were fine. And it was so funny because in New York, I actually got to New York before the brand trip actually started. So I stayed in that hotel room like a few days before. And so when I was moving rooms, because I had to stay in separate rooms, because obviously like when you go on brand trips, they're going to decorate your room, right? So I had to stay in a separate room and then like move into like the bougie room that they got for me and then they're going to decorate. So the girl was like, I went to go check out of my ugly room, right? And then, literally, oh my God, should I tell a story about what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, I was literally I was trying to be so wholesome and like I was watching Wizards of Waverly Place. Like I was trying to go to bed And then literally, okay, how this hotel was set up, there's like windows, right? And like there's like shears and like curtains that like you have to obviously close and like roll up. But it's so, sometimes you forget that other people can see you because the way the hotel's laid out. So there's this big window and I can see the person directly across from me, farther away, but like I can still fucking see them. So I'm just watching my computer. I'm facing the window, right? My lights are off. Everything's off. My curtains are closed. So no one can see me, but I can fucking see people that, you know. I'm watching Wizards of Waverly Place. My eyes just decide to like move up from the fucking screen. This guy is naked. Okay, he's naked. His curtains are wide fucking open. His lights are on and he's... He is, how do I say this in a nice way? He was touching himself. And like, for a while, like it was a while, like, and he was moving around. Like, at first he came up right to the window. And I was like,
oh, no. He's giving you a show.
He was giving me a show. And I'm like, can he see me? Like, I'm so scared. I'm like, no, I literally dimmed my brightness on my computer. I'm like, there's no way this guy can see me. And I'm like, how the fuck does he not realize his window is open? This guy's, oh my God. So he was like touching himself. And then this man pulled out a chair. He sat down on his chair and he was touching himself. He went on his bed. He was moving around. At first when he went to his bed, I'm like, oh, he's with someone. He was not with someone. He was just having a grand old time. And then after 10 minutes of that, he finally realized that his curtains were fucking wide open. And then he decided to close them. And then I, you know, show's over. But I was like, what the actual fuck? Anyways, that's...
Welcome to New York.
Yeah, welcome to actual New York. But only in New York you get shit like that also. But what was I even saying?
Oh, you were switching rooms.
Yeah, I was switching rooms to get, you know, the bougie room that Lanej got for me. And I walked in as they were decorating it. I was like, hi! And they're like, oh my God, we are still setting up your room. I'm like, it's so fun. It was literally the funniest thing ever. The room was decked out. Even the Rare Beauty, the rooms were fucking decked out with products everywhere. Lanej had pajamas for me with my initials on it. They had a jelly cat on my bed. They had a bottle of champagne that I finished, by the way.
Nice.
By myself.
Good for you.
Yeah. Donuts. Like, it was just, oh my God. And all the skincare in the world. Like, it was just decked out. But the event was great. I saw, you guys know Meredith Duxbury? Mm-hmm. The one that does like a bunch of foundation on her face. I saw her. I was too scared to say hi. Because she was like, you know, like in her moment, she was also surrounded by other people. I'm like, you know what? Girl, you are that girl. So you know what? I'm just going to not.
Come on the podcast.
Yeah, Meredith. Come on the podcast. Imagine. That would be crazy. But I saw her and she's like stunning and like, bro, she's like sculpted to the gods. I'm like, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you do you, girl, because I'm not going to bother you right now. But it was cool, like, seeing her. The event was really fun. There was donuts there.
Most importantly,
food. But yeah, and then I went home and I was like, what the actual fuck happened? Like, it just felt unreal.
I heard through the grapevine that you met up with some favorite brands of yours.
Oh my God. Okay, so in LA, I met up with, guys, Tower 28. If you guys watch my videos, you know that Tower 28 is my favorite fucking brand. Like, just like down to like literally like what they stand for, down to like their products and the formulas of their actual fucking it's actual good shit. Like, I always talk about Tower 28. Like, I talk about their SOS spray. I talk about everything because I genuinely love their products so much. And you guys know I struggle with acne prone skin. It's clean beauty, which I always am gravitated towards. And I love when shit feels lightweight. Like, I don't like to wear like heavy, cakey makeup. Like, I like it to look glowy, natural. And that's literally Tower 28. So literally, Amy wanted to meet me. Amy is the founder of Tower 28. She wanted to meet me. She wanted to meet me. I was like, girl, are you sure you want to meet me? But I was like, okay, like, what the actual freak is happening? So they invited me to their headquarters in LA. And so I go in the building, and then Kenya, that works for the Tower 28 team, she came to grab me. Such a sweetheart. She brought me up. She's like, this is the office. It looked like how it looked like in their videos on TikTok, but it was just like, I'm in it. And it was just so cool. It was so cute. It was like purple. It was said Tower 28 on the wall. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I was literally almost about to shit my pants. And then I see Amy in her glass room. And then she comes out and she's like, hey, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Amy, babe, in the flesh. It was just so cool. And then I went into this room. She gave me a tour of the office. So cute. And then we went into this room. They had my favorite foods. They had my favorite Hailey Bieber Erewhon smoothie there for me. They had this avocado toast from Erewhon. What else did they have?
You are the Erewhon queen.
I am the Erewhon queen. When I saw that Hailey Bieber smoothie, I actually almost, again, sharted. Like, I was so excited. I was really like, oh, no way. Like, they had muffins also. Like, they had coffee. Like, everything I could think of. Like, literally all of my favorite things in front of me. And I was like, no way this is happening right now. Like, hello. Like, I was like, what the fuck? So we're sitting there. She's telling me, like, Amy's telling me about, like, herself. I'm telling her about myself. We're just having good conversation. I'm learning more about the brand. And they gave me some products. Some that I can speak about and some that I cannot. But it was literally just, it was insane. Like, it was literally, like, just, like, when I was going home from that, I was like, what just happened? Like, this is literally my favorite brand. And, like, the fact that they acknowledge me and, like, recognize that, like, I don't know, like, my passion behind my videos, even though they've never met me, and they can see, like, my excitement and my passion and, like, want to meet me because of that, that just, like, is the best thing ever. And, like, obviously a dream come true, like, whatever. But in New York also, I was invited to Say Beauty's headquarters as well. And that was also a moment. They got me a coffee. I got my makeup touched up. It was literally so cool. And I remember that moment was so full circle for me because my first ever really big brand deal, like from my favorite brands, like I'm pretty sure my first ever really big brand deal was Anua. But my very first like deal where I was like, this is one of my favorite brands was Say Beauty. And like, I was like, when I was in that office, I was like, holy fuck. Like, and I told them that I was like, listen, you guys were my first like really big brand deal. Like one that I was so, so excited for. Like, this is such a moment for me. And it was like, it's just sitting here now. Like, I'm glad that I'm like doing this like monthly update with you guys because it allows me to like sit down and like reflect about everything that has happened to me because my life is so go, go, go where I don't have a chance to sit down and be like, okay, I met Jennifer, I met Selena Gomez. Like, you know, I've been invited to like offices from my favorite brands. Like, it doesn't really hit me until I'm sitting back and I'm reflecting about it and talking about it with you guys. So I'm glad that I have a space to do that because I feel like it's so fucking important. But it was literally fucking insane and a dream come true. And I don't even believe that it happened. Like, it feels like I'm talking about another person's story. That's how much it feels like it didn't fucking happen. And like, it's the imposter syndrome. I have imposter syndrome. Like, why the fuck me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's crazy that like, I don't know. It's so weird. Like, I don't even know how to explain it for it to make sense. But such a dream come true. And I honestly really, really thank Rare Beauty and Laneige for allowing me to experience that because it's in the books. In the books for sure. And Tower 28 and Say Beauty. I love you guys too.
All right. So we asked your audience to get personal and ask you some questions. And they want an update on your situationships. Is there one or is there more?
There's one.
And you were making videos that you were sad over a boy and
yeah. where do I even start? Like, okay, let's start from the fucking beginning because first of all, I've never had a situationship before. I didn't even understand fully what they meant until I was in one. You guys know I had a relationship for 7 years with my ex, so I've never been out and dated and had like situationships or like dealt with any of that. So this was my first time. And this guy I met, we became super close over like a long period of time and like really close friends. We became really close friends. We started texting each other every day, calling each other every day, which that's not good. And then things happened between us intimately. And
okay, mom.
And then it kind of just, it was great. Honestly, it felt like a fucking high. Like, it felt like it was just, it was great. It was like, and we had a conversation about it before, and we were both like, listen, like, I like you, you like me. I don't want a relationship. We were both on the same page. He was like, I don't want a relationship. And I'm like, I don't want a relationship either. So I'm cool with whatever this is. Like, whatever this, whatever's happening right now with us, like, let's keep going. Let's go with the flow. Like, no, like, pressure on anything. Mm-hmm. And we kept doing that for a bit until, like, subconsciously, I feel like.
You caught feelings?
Yeah. Like, I caught feelings and, like, strong feelings.
Did he caught feelings?
Yeah.
Did he caught feelings?
Did he caught feelings? Ask it again.
Did he catch feelings too?
Yeah. We both caught really strong feelings for each other. And it was just like, I become so attached to someone, especially if I like you, and especially if we talk so fucking much. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's just obviously what's going to happen in any scenario. Like, when you're with someone so much, even a friend, yeah. Like, even when you're with someone so much, hanging out with someone, going out every single day, you're going to get attached to them. And that's what me and this guy were doing. We were FaceTiming every day. We were texting every day. It's like,
you're basically dating.
We were basically dating.
Without the label.
Exactly. We were basically dating without the label. And you know what? Like, I feel like there were certain things that happened that he did where I was like, not bad things, but things where I expected more. Like, I was like, he would do something. I'm like, whoa, this is like so sweet of him to do. Mm-hmm. So I would expect more from him, which, you know what? Maybe that was wrong on me because we're not in a relationship. He's not my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have these expectations. But also it's hard to get confused in that because it's like, okay, you're doing this for me, but then why can't you do this for me? Mm-hmm. So that's where the issue came. It's like, I was expecting all these things from him, and obviously he's like, we're not in a relationship, so, you know, I don't have any, there's no reason for me to do it, which he's right, but that would upset me and that would cause arguments. And I'm like, you know what, like, this is just toxic. And we both were like, listen, we need space from each other. And that didn't last long. We tried space for like, what?
How did you come to that though? Like, what kind of conversations did you have to have?
So the space, well, originally, when I was locked in, I was attached to the core. Like, I was, like, down bad. So, I remember, and I was causing arguments, not gonna lie. Mm. So, he called me up, and he was like, we need space. And it came kind of out of nowhere. And it low-key triggered something inside of me that my ex did to me. Because my ex kind of left without really any explanation. Mm. So it kind of brought me back into that mentality when this guy that I'm now talking about kind of was like, I need space, because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm literally like out right now too, and whatever, you're saying all this stuff. So I started low-key panicking and like saying like, space is not gonna help, like, this is not gonna help, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, it is. Like, space is going to help. Like, we should take some time to just grow and breathe, like, alone.
Yeah.
Which he's fully right for that. I was just fucking attached to the hip, and I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whatever, like, it's fine. And then it was hard for me. It was really hard for me for the first few days. I was crying about it.
Yeah.
Which is so weird to say, because I'm not dating this guy.
Like, yeah, but you get attached to somebody.
Yeah, like, it's crazy how quickly you can get attached to someone that you're not dating. And it's scary. Mm-hmm. It's actually scary, because if it went on for longer, like, I don't even know where I would fucking be. Like, I would be even more attached than I was. Like, imagine that. But he, you know, was like, you know, we need some space. And, like, obviously when he was starting to distance, I was chasing. Mm-hmm. Because I guess, like, that's what people do.
Yeah.
So, like, he was, like, moving away, and I was chasing him for a bit. And I kind of got sick of that. And I was like, why the fuck am I chasing him? Mm-hmm. And I remember having a conversation with him even, and I was like, I kind of want a relationship. And he's like, but we talked about it and we said that we both don't want a relationship and like, you know, and I'm like, I know, but like low key, my feelings have changed now. Like I've grown these feelings for you. Like,
did you want the relationship though? Just cause you didn't want to lose him.
Yeah. I honestly, like now that I look at it, like where we're at now, I'm like, you know what? I don't need a relationship right now because I have so much going on with like my career and I do want to stay focused on that. And boys are a distraction. Like, I don't care what people say. Like, I want my life to be so like, not perfect, but I want to be ready for someone. And I know right now I'm not. And this is the first time in my life where I'm focused on myself because I wasn't with my ex for 7 years. I was focused on him, someone else, like us together. It was never just me. It was us. Mm-hmm. So now I'm focused on myself, my career, what I'm doing, and my career's taking off. I'm doing really well. The last thing I need is a fucking boy to come in my life and like ruin that.
But why didn't you want to date in the first place? Like, why did you feel like you weren't ready? Was it like something that you were looking for that you felt like wasn't there, or was it just the timing of it?
I feel like it was a bunch of things. Like, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and bash anyone, and like that's not, I don't do that ever, but it's just things that like I learned from my ex where I'm like, I'm not dealing with this stuff anymore. Like,
yeah,
this is what I want in my new man. And I think I did want a relationship with him because I didn't want to lose him.
Yeah.
And again, because I was attached. Like, I was so attached to the point where I wanted a relationship. Like, that's kind of fucked. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, like, I just, I don't know, like some certain things like were reminding me of my ex a little bit. Like, I hate having to tell people to do things for me. Like, I don't know. Again, maybe in this scenario, it's different because we were never dating.
Yeah.
So, like, me having these expectations weren't right either.
Yeah.
But, like, little things, I'm like, why wouldn't he do this? Or, like, does he not care enough to do this? Like, yeah. He is saying one thing, but not showing me through actions. That's what my ex used to do. Mm. So I was like, okay, yeah. That also was telling me, like, you know what? This is not healthy for me because my mind is constantly whirling about, does he care about me? Does he care about me? Does he care about me? Mm. Like, if I had someone in my life that was, like, showing me that, I feel like, in general, like, I feel like your mind wouldn't be fully, like, whirling about that, asking yourself that. I don't know. That's what I feel like. But again, like, I also have, like, you know, issues myself that, like, I need to learn from, too, because I'm so insecure in relationships where I'm, like, does he care about me? Does he care about me? Like, when, even when they do show, I'm always questioning it. Mm. So, like, there's, like, so many things combined. Yes, it was some things that he was doing where I was like, I don't want a relationship. But then also some things that I was doing where I was like, I'm not even ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having these expectations. Like, how I'm acting right now, I'm being toxic low-key. Like, there was points that I was being toxic and I was recognizing it. And I was, you know, being accountable for it. And I was like, this is not what I need right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to be in a relationship where I'm apologizing for, you know, my things that I'm doing. Let me fucking learn from it. Let me learn from it. Let me, like, grow from it and fucking be better as a person. So I'm like, you know what? A relationship is not needed at all. And where are we at right now? We've had multiple conversations about, I don't even fucking know. What? I don't even know what has happened. Like, it's just been, like,
it's hard to keep the no contact.
It's hard to keep the no contact because, like, it's hard to keep the no contact because, yeah, we were intimate, but we were friends first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've bonded on so many fucking things as friends. So, like, going no contact fully is so fucking hard because it's like, okay, I'm losing, you know, someone that I really like, but I'm also losing my best friend. So it's like, holy fuck, like, how do I... And that's where I started spiraling. I'm like, I'm losing, like, you know, this part of him and this part of him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was just like, both of us kept reminding ourselves. And whenever we had these conversations, we were like, okay, we're doing this because we want to save our friendship. We're doing this because, you know, we want to be okay being friends again. So we, you know, started doing the space. we're not going no contact, to be honest. Like, we'll send each other things here and there. But I think, like...
Can you be friends now?
I don't know. I don't think we can be friends to the point how we were friends, like, in the beginning. Mm. Just because we were so close. We also were hanging out, like, every week. And I feel like, how the fuck do you go back to being friends when you guys have, when we've been through so much together? Like,
yeah.
In another, I feel like it's so hard to get that friendship back. So I don't really know what's going to happen with that. Like, I hope we can get that friendship back. Right now, it's kind of hard because I think we're both struggling with this, the idea of it, you know, not possibly being together type of thing. Yeah. And I was always like, kind of, this is what I do. I look at people's potential. Like, I don't look at their, like, who are they right now? I look, okay, who can they be?
Yeah.
You know? And that's something that I need to work on too. But yeah, I just was like, it's hard right now to be friends because, yeah, just I feel like there's so much that's happened between us. And like, yeah, I feel like slowly, though, I am detaching. And I feel like he can sense that as well. But I just feel like it's a matter of time. I feel like it's a matter of time. And honestly, like, I am also seeing some things where I'm like, if we are going to be friends again, I need you to show up for me as a friend too.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to ask about me. I need you to, you know, call me up and be like, hey, how are you? Like, what's happening in your life? You know, like a friend does. And like, I feel like I haven't been getting that from him recently, which, you know, he's not to blame for that because, again, there's so much that's happened. We're like, it's hard. It's hard for both of us. But to go back to being friends where we used to do that. So, you know, no one's to blame at all. I just feel like time will fix things, hopefully. And time will tell. Like, if we are meant to be in each other's lives, then we will be. And if we're not, then we're not. And yeah. It's going to be hard and it's going to sting. But, like,
that's life.
That's life, yeah. So, I feel like I was very sad about it like a week ago. but like I'm reminding myself that like everything happens for a fucking reason. Like, you know, this wouldn't have happened for me if like there wasn't something to learn from it. And you know what? Like, I keep saying to myself, I'm like, okay, like this is meant to happen. Let me go through this. Let me have the tears. Let me cry. Let me be mad. Let me feel all these feelings so that I can share it. I can share it and I can talk about this and I can maybe help someone that's possibly going through the same fucking thing. And that's why I post videos like this. That's why this podcast is a thing. This is why I post TikToks being vulnerable, being sad, being like, hey, I'm sad over a boy. It's because I do it for you guys. And it's because I want to help someone out there that is possibly going through heartbreak, grief, you know, a situationship maybe the exact same as me or maybe totally different than me. Anything that will possibly help one person out there, that is why I'm being vulnerable, or else I would fucking not. Like, I hate being vulnerable. I don't like crying. I don't like doing these things. Like, it's hard for me to even talk about personal things. I feel like I'm getting better at it, but it was definitely hard in the beginning because it's like the internet can always like switch up what you're saying. Yeah. They can like edit things out. Like, it's hard to win with the internet, but I'm like, I have to know that I'm doing everything that I can to possibly be the best person. And like, if that's switched up, then I can't do anything about it. Like, I'm trying to do everything right, and like, also I'm human, so like, I'm giving myself grace. And I'm like, again, like, my motivation is you guys. Like, I want to make one person fucking feel good about themselves. And obviously looking up to someone that's like, oh, like, damn, like, she's not all perfect. Like, she's not all like all these influencers that I see. Like, she, yeah, she has the dream life, but she's also having normal ass struggles that I'm also fucking going through. Like, I'm a normal fucking person. So that's why I sit here and I fucking talk about this stuff, because, well, you guys have been asking. And because, like, I want, yeah, I feel like I'm fucking like a repeating record right now. But yeah, my whole point is that I want to fucking help you guys and I want to make someone feel better about themselves.
Well, that was one of our questions. have you ever been in a situationship when you're not really dating and it's more than a hookup?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like that's only, this is the only situationship that I've been in. And let me just say, situationships are not for the fucking weak. Like, situationships are low-key harder than a relationship because, like, you don't know, there's no boundaries. There's also no, like, label. There's also no, like, can I have expectations? Can I not have expectations? Yeah. Like, there's no, like, I feel like in a relationship, you can expect things.
Yeah.
But in a situationship, it's so hard because you can do whatever you want and you kind of have to just deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, I can start seeing someone else. He can start seeing someone else. And I can't be bothered by that because we are not in a relationship. And what I've learned is that I can't fucking do that because I will get bothered. If you're speaking to me, you speak to me only. So that's why I'm just like, you know, I can't do the situationships. It's hard.
It's not for everybody.
It's draining. I can't do one night stands either. Like, you know, if you can, awesome. But I can't. I get attached and like, yeah, I just, no, it's not for me. Not for me at all.
What's the best way to get over someone after a breakup? And do you think the no contact rule actually works?
Okay, how to get over someone after a breakup?
Mm-hmm.
Focus on yourself. I feel like people try to do all these toxic things, like go to the club, go to the bar, mask your feelings by getting drunk, mask your feelings by dating someone else right away. I feel like all of these things are so toxic because you're just, you know, pushing your feelings down and down and down. And I feel like that is so dangerous because those feelings are still in you. You haven't actually been through it yet. Mm-hmm. So they can come up again, like during something like super important, for example. And like, say like you get into another relationship, you still have those feelings and all that stuff that you haven't dealt with yet. You can't get into another relationship without dealing with those feelings. And I feel like that's the hardest part. No one obviously wants to fucking do it, but it's so important because I'm telling you, if you don't deal with that grief of, because it's grief, you're losing someone, right? Like if it feels like a death.
Yeah.
A breakup feels like a death. But if you don't cry it out, if you don't journal it out, if you don't rant, if you don't scream into your pillow, if you don't call your friends and be like so sad, you are not going to ever like fully feel okay within yourself again. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to feel like there's something missing, and that missing part is you not dealing with that grief. And I feel like that's the number one thing. Focus on yourself, get back out there, not in the terms of
rebounds
or men or, you know, women. Get out there and go to the gym, move your body. Even if you literally can't go to the gym, because I remember during when I broke up with my ex, I was like, I can't even fucking move out of my bed. Mm. Like, you know, so the little things, making your bed, brushing your teeth, like the smallest things ever, just so you can say, okay, I got out of bed today. Or like, I ate something today. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
But what I did, I got back into hobbies that I kind of stopped doing when I was with that person. Like I started dancing again. I started, taking the gym seriously. I took out all my anger and stress on weights, and it helps. And that's like a healthy distraction, I feel like.
Going out, meeting new people.
Yeah, like I feel like going out when you're ready, I feel like going out and meeting new people is definitely important. Even if it's not like a person of the opposite gender, just making new friends, like, mm-hmm. Because you have to also like, that was your past life. Like you kind of have to, you're almost like, reborn into this life where you have no fucking idea where to start. And that's how I felt, because especially if you're in a long-term ass relationship, you planned out your life with this person, you planned a career with this person, you planned, you know, whether it's kids or like when we're getting married, what house are we buying, where are we moving, you've planned all of this. So when you get out of a relationship, it's like, holy fuck, mm-hmm. I planned all this shit and now it's in the garbage can. Like, what the fuck do I do? So it's really hard, but you kind of just have to like force yourself to go out. And like, trust me, like it's so hard. I remember my therapist, because I had to see a therapist after my breakup, she was like, go out alone, be alone and sit alone with your feelings and write it out. And it's so important. And I would definitely recommend seeing a therapist if you are like, mm-hmm. going through that, even if you're just like struggling with it. Like, I don't know why therapy is so frowned upon. Like, therapy is so important, especially getting an outside person's perspective on your life. Someone that's not your friend, someone that's not going to be biased to like, oh, you're in the right, girl. Like, fuck him. Like, fuck that man. No, like you need a professional to be like, you're in the wrong. This is something that you're doing that's toxic, and this is what you need to fix, and this is how you fix it. Like, that's what everyone fucking needs in their life. And I just don't like when people are like, oh, therapy is for sick people, or like, that's what it is. Like, that's what people think it is. And it's so the opposite. I feel like everyone fucking needs therapy in their life. But yeah.
Do you think the no contact rule actually works, or did that work for you after a breakup versus a situationship?
Like, did no contact work as in like getting over him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, well, with my ex, it was like a full on no contact. Like, he was gone. He was gone. And like, you know, when someone is distancing themselves, your first reaction is to chase them. Mm-hmm. So like, I was chasing and I was getting nothing in return. And I was just getting tired of doing that. I'm like, you know what? Like, I shouldn't have to chase for someone, you know, like I'm worth so much more than that. So I'm like, fuck this. Like, you know, and honestly, the no contact did help. And I look back at it and like, in that moment, I was so fucking upset by how he just left without nothing, not even the respect of like, you know, saying anything to me. But I'm kind of glad because it was easier that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if we had that conversation, it would be harder for me. It would have probably been harder for him.
Imagine if he kept coming back into your life.
Yeah. If he kept coming back, like it would have been harder to get over him and like move on with my life. And like, this is also the thing with the situationship. Like, honestly, if we probably went no contact and still have been no contact from the time that we said that we're going to go no contact, we probably would have been okay by now. But we kept going back, whether it was me sending him something, calling him up, whether it was him calling me up randomly. Like, yeah, we've always had interaction. It's never just been, you know, a full-on no contact, maybe for like a max of 2 days. Like, but it's hard, especially because like, we're trying to be friends again.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to ghost him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to ghost me. And I don't want him to feel like I'm ghosting him. But it's like also like, I need to get over him.
And you need your space.
I need my space and I need to not be so attached. Yeah. Right. And I feel like I'm doing the right thing. Like I'm stepping away slowly. And like, even if we do talk here and there, I feel like I'm like looking from the outside now. And like, because I did have some time apart, and even if it wasn't a lot of time apart, we used to hang out all the time. Mm. So like, we haven't done that for a while. Like even like the FaceTimes, like we used to be on FaceTime for like 3 fucking hours.
Wow.
Like we don't do that. Like we haven't done that in a minute. We don't hang out. So I feel like even if we do text also, it's not like a full on conversation. It's here and there, like check-ins, or like, what we do is we send each other songs here and there. Like, he's like, I think you'd like this. I'm like, this song's really good. I think you'd like this. Like, it's little things here and there.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's also what's helping me. But it's harder to fully...
In the long run.
Yeah. In the long run, it's harder to fully detach because we're still kind of like, you know, interact. Like, we're interacting. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that is. I've never been through a situationship to be like sitting here and be like, this is how you get through it. Because I don't fucking know. Like, I'm going through it right now. When I get through it, I'll fucking let you guys know. But I'm just taking it day by day and kind of just taking it step by step and just making sure. I also been talking to ChatGPT a lot. And
that's your therapist.
ChatGPT is my fucking therapist. And you know what? I pay for ChatGPT premium. What? Sue the fuck out of me. I don't give a fuck. Like, I swear to God, they know everything about my life. And yes, I say please and thank you, because if they do become, you know, real people or like alive at one point, like I want them to like me because I say please and thank you. But they, and I tell them like, listen, tell me if I'm in the wrong. Like, don't fucking sugarcoat me. Mm-hmm. Like, don't tell me what I want to hear. I'm like, be harsh with me. I'm like, talk to me like a therapist. Like, they actually, it's actually really helpful. So I'm just making sure I do everything with maturity. I'm making sure I do everything with respect. I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone. And that's all I can do. So
are you going to start dating or try any dating apps?
Okay. This is a tea. I'm not gonna lie, I've been on Hinge ever since this like situationship. And I'm not trying to get a rebound. Like, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm also trying to learn what I want.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn what I want. I'm trying to look at traits that I definitely don't want in men and traits that I definitely do want in my man. And I feel like the only way to do that is to go out and explore.
Yeah, you have to go on dates.
I don't want to be a hoe. Like, I'm not saying being a hoe, like, I should have a hoe era. No?
You can if you want.
I feel like I've never had a hoe era. So I feel like that's also like a canon event that needs to I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm saying like, that's not my main point of dating. It's to find out what I really truly want. Cause I don't even know that. Like, what I've only been with one person.
Yeah. What you vibe with.
Yeah. So I've been on Hinge. I've been on Hinge for a while, to be honest. I stopped when I was, you know, in that situationship with this guy, but the fucking men are weird on Hinge. They're either, they're just all weird.
What's your type? What are you looking for? You know what your type is.
I'm just looking for like a man.
Oh, it's a good start.
Like I'm looking for a man that gives man. Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking for a guy that has like, bro, I'm going to sound like a fucking idiot. I'm looking for a man that has money.
I'm looking for a man in finance.
I'm just looking for a man, okay, that has his life together where he is ready to have like an extra person added to his life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what I'm looking for as my type. My type changes all the time. Like, I feel like right now, like, definitely you have to be over six. You have to be, not have to be, but like you have to be close to 6 foot.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2". But I just like looking up. I don't know. I just like love a tall man. Like, I feel like that gives man. Like, mm-hmm. if they're taller than me, like, I feel like they can keep me safe.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I feel like a tall man.
What has your experience been so far on the app? Has it been going good?
No. Men are weird on this app. Like, they're either like, okay, this is what it is. The men are either like so ugly and unseasoned, but they're so nice, and like they know how to make a conversation. They know how to conversate.
Yeah.
And then it's the really fucking sexy ones and like attractive ones.
They're really dry.
That don't know how to talk. Like, why do all men just talk about themselves? Like, can you fucking ask about me? Like, all these men are like talking about themselves. Like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, you can ask about me. Like, just how I'm asking about you, you can return that. Like, I don't know. They just like, the attractive ones don't know how to make how to hold a conversation, how to speak to a woman at all. Like this one guy I was talking to, I gave him my number. I don't know why. I also hate when they ask for your number right off the bat. And I don't know why the fuck I gave it, but I gave it. And he's like, we were talking a little bit and he was like, I want to see some more pictures of you for real. Hello? No! Blocked. I blocked that motherfucker right away. You're not seeing any pictures. Like, you're not even trying to make a conversation. Why the fuck do you deserve to see pictures of me?
Yeah.
Go on my Instagram, my friend. But, like, I can't with Hinge. Like, I'm trying to get on Raya,
yeah,
which is a dating app for, like, celebrities, like, famous people. I don't fucking know. But, like, someone that has some sort of, like, a
public figure.
A public figure, yeah. But I've been on the wait list for that for, like, months now. I don't know what the fuck's happening with it.
If anyone can help her, let us know.
If anyone can help me, that'd be great. But I also kind of just want to meet someone like
organically.
Like, I feel like I just see myself meeting someone organically, like whether it's through like this industry or like, I also would love if like someone not had the same career as me, but it was kind of in the similar
industry.
Entertainment industry. Yeah. Like, I feel like they would understand things that I'm going through and like my career, and like I feel like they would just get it, and we would be like, you know, both busy, both doing our own things, but then we can come together. Like,
yeah,
I feel like I kind of need someone on that vibe. Yeah, tall, love facial hair. Honestly, I like a ripped body, But like, I also love a dad body. But yeah. If you're giving dad body, you have to see something. Like, there has to be some like definition, you know? Like, I like someone that's fit. Like, I like someone that's...
You can go to the gym with.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love to have like a man that I can go to the gym with. And someone that I can just look up to. Like, I want to be able to look up to and be like, I can learn from you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to... Like, what am I gaining? You know, and I'm not saying that there needs to be something to gain, but like, I feel like we both also need to benefit from each other.
Yeah.
Like, I want to learn from you and you learn from me, but I feel like because he's a man, you know, I should like be learning more from you. I'm very traditional in like, I want the man to be a provider. I want like, even though I can provide for myself perfectly fine, like I want him to be a provider. I want him to, you know, like, do, what's that word called when they like open the doors for you and like,
oh, like chivalry?
Yes. I want a man that's chivalrous. Is that a word? I want chivalry. Chivalry. That's what I want. Chivalry. I want you to open the fucking car. I want you to get the fuck out of the, get out of the car. Bro, I get pissed off because no guy has fucking done this yet.
You want someone to plan the date for you and not ask you where you want to go.
Oh my God, yes. Bro, yes. Don't fucking tell me, where do you want to eat? What's your favorite? No. Be ready at 8 p.m. Perfect. Who's calling me?
What? Situationships?
Situationship is calling. Should I answer and be like, I'm recording?
Yeah. So much for no contact.
Well, he said he was going to call me though today. Oh. Because I was like, you don't ask about my life. And he's
trying.
Yeah. So whatever. Anyway, what was I saying?
What are you looking for in your new man?
Okay. Yes. Chivalry. Plan the motherfucking date. You're the man. Figure it the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. I'm done. I'm honestly done. And this is what I mean. I'm so in my alpha. Like, I want a man to make me feel like I can trust him enough to, like, let go of that. Because I'm very controlling. I'm very controlling. And I like to plan things because I know that I do it properly.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to put my trust in a man where I'm like, I don't have to worry because I know he's got it. That's just what I want. Like, I want him to plan the date. I want him to pay for the meal. For the meal. No 50-50 bullshit. Pay for the motherfucking meal. Thank you. Okay? And what else? Drive me home. Walk me to the door. Like, I don't think these things exist anymore.
I know.
Like, I feel like it's just like, I don't know. Maybe it's just in the movies. Like, I don't know if guys like walk you to your door anymore or whatever. Like, but.
Send in your dating applications for Izzy if you know anyone.
Yeah, like, if you fucking know someone, please. Like that, please.
Send like a little resume of like, everything about them.
Yeah.
Including their height.
Yeah. The height is very important. You need to be at least 5'11".
Someone who likes food.
Someone that likes food. And like, that's not picky.
Yeah.
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 I feel like I'm trying to think what else I want.
Are you going to start to meet up with these men and go on dates?
I don't know. Like, there's this one guy on Hinge, actually. Like, he's so sweet. But, like, again, like, I don't know if I'm fully attracted to him.
Calvin
but, like,
Klein?
No. He is very, like, he's talking about himself. Like,
oh, don't
he
do
hasn't,
that.
He hasn't asked me about fucking anything.
Oh.
But.
Poor guy.
But he's so cute. He's sexy, actually. He's actually, like, really attractive, but it's very unfortunate. But this other guy, he's, like, he matched with me and he's like, how are you? How's your day? Like,
oh,
and I'll
good.
Say something and he'll be like, oh, like what do you like? He's so like interested to learn.
Yeah.
And that's like what I like. And
you need someone to kind of chase you at the beginning. Eh?
That's the fucking bare minimum, bro.
Yeah. Someone to be interested in you.
Someone to be interested in me. Isn't that the fucking bare minimum, bro?
You like that chase at the beginning.
I love the chase in the beginning. I don't want that much of a chase because then I'll get icked out.
So like me but don't really.
Yeah, like me but be nonchalant. But yeah. Also what I don't fucking want is a nonchalant man.
Ugh.
do not be nonchalant with me because I will fucking show you my Middle Eastern side. Like, I cannot, like, no. Because do you not give a fuck? Do you not care? Show me that you fucking care and don't just be like, okay. What do you mean? What do you mean, okay? Fuck you. Like, I will lose my shit. And I'm anxious. Like, my attachment style is anxious.
Really?
Yeah. With men.
Yeah.
In other scenarios, I'm not. I'm avoidant. But with men, I'm anxious attachment. So if you're doing that,
yeah,
like, I will turn into another person.
You need someone, too, that has, like, a little banter with you.
Yeah. Yes. A situationship had that. That's what I mean. Like,
I know. You got to find that in somebody else.
I know.
You can't just, like, go on a dating app and ask a girl, like, how are you? And that's it. You need a little banter.
I know. Yeah, like, I need something spicy. Like,
yeah, to get, like, the convo going.
There was this guy on Hinge that we were talking about, Calvin Klein. Like, his name's Calvin. And I messaged him. I'm like, hey. No. We matched. And then I was like, Calvin Klein, question mark? Like, I need someone that needs to be, like, jokey with me like that. Like, because I'm just, like, so unserious. Like, I feel like I need someone, like, that's on the same vibe like that. But, yeah. Also, I'm not even worried about men right now. Like, I'm saying that I want a man, all this shit, but, like, I literally don't even fucking have time to respond to text messages. Like, how the fuck am I going to talk to a man? So, you know what? Like, maybe I don't need a man right now, and I just need to focus on myself, and that's
yeah, fine. You can also just get to know people. You don't have to focus on one person.
Yeah. Like, I can have a roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most annoying behavior when you're, like, in that in-between stage before dating? Like, do you know when people are playing that game? It's like there's this fine line of playing that game to get your attention, but then also, like...
I don't deal with that. I don't deal with that. I don't fuck with it. I don't define it. Fuck you. I hate it. I don't like the games. I don't like the games at all. And, like, honestly, they ick me out.
Mm.
And they, like, make me detach like this. Like, I don't have, you know what? Maybe a year ago I'd be playing the game too. But, like, I just don't. I don't. Why the fuck am I giving you my energy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just, like, so over it. Like, if you're playing games like this, you're so immature that I shouldn't even be giving you my inkling of energy.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. So, like, I totally am not for it. I don't like the in-between. You either want me or you don't want me. There's no games. There's no in-between.
But you don't have to be desperate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you want me or you don't. That's it. There's yes or no. And, like, yeah, I feel like that's...
What's the, in your mind, the ideal perfect first date?
Okay. I don't know. Like, I love, like, I don't like dinners. I don't like dinners. Yeah, because, like, I feel like I eat like a fucking animal, and, like, I will order a burger. Like, I'm not ladylike. I'm not going to order a Caesar salad. I'm going to order a motherfucking burger. The bill's on you. I'm ordering a burger. I love that motherfucking steak, actually. I'm kidding. But I'm going to order a burger. My favorite food is a burger. And if they have a burger, I'm getting a burger. But that's not cute to eat. So, like, I feel like...
Maybe that's how you know if he's the one.
True. But, like, I also feel, like, so awkward on, like, dinner dates.
Yeah.
Like, even with my friends, I don't like dinner dates.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
It's weird. But maybe, like a picnic. Like, I feel like that's so cute. Like, okay, but this is the thing. I say that, and then I feel like I'm going to get icked out.
For the first date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that bad?
I don't know.
Or, like, maybe, like, a bar? For that's drinks.
Cute. That's cute.
Like, something that's, like, maybe a drink and not food, I feel like is better.
That's sexy.
Yeah. But I like shit like that. Like, plan a picnic. Like, let's make, like, cold cut sandwiches. And, like, let's go and, like, put, like, the little blanket on the ground and just, like, watch, like, the birds flying. Like, I'm low-key a romantic.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just want, like, I don't know. I was just... And again, maybe that shit doesn't fucking exist anymore because, like, what I'm talking about are, like, movie scenes, bro.
Mm.
But I feel like if I find the right person, they'll want to do these things. And I feel like the right person is out there that would want to do these things with me. Even, like, low-key, like, watching the stars.
Cute.
Not as a first date.
Yeah.
But like, you know, maybe like third date, like imagine just like yapping and just looking at the sky and like at the stars.
That is cute.
So cute.
Like maybe trying a new activity or something.
Yeah. Activities I love, like bowling, golfing, mini golfing, mm-hmm. like
axe throwing.
Okay. I don't know about axe throwing, but anything that's like, we're doing something. Like, yeah. I'd rather do something than like have a dinner date or even like a drink date.
It's
like,
less awkward.
It's less awkward. Yeah. Yeah. And like, I can also show, like we can show a little bit more of our personalities. I feel like that
show
way.
Off your bowling skills.
Yeah. I'm really good at bowling.
Have you, I guess so far been able to have a good experience with dating apps? Obviously.
No.
From the sounds of it. No.
No.
Have you ever been catfished?
No. Wait. No.
Have you ever been ghosted?
Yeah. This guy. Yeah. So this guy, not in a while, I don't think, but this guy in high school, I remember he was like texting me. Like he used to see me in the hallways. He was texting me. This was before I dated my ex. And he got my number somehow. I don't even remember how. But he was texting me and he was like texting me these weird things. And like, I didn't even know what that meant. Like it was like lingo.
Mm.
And I didn't know what it meant. Like, should I say what it was?
Okay.
He was like, can you run me dome? I don't fucking know what that means. Like I'm in grade 10. I don't know what that means. And I go out to Urban Dictionary and I'm like, what does that mean? And he's like, no. And Urban Dictionary was like, it means like sucking, you know? Beep beep. So it's like I was like, what the fuck? Like at this point I'm in grade 10. I haven't even had a makeout session with a man.
Mm.
So that scared the fuck out of me. And I'm like, and I remember he was asking me, he's like, hey, like, do you want to hang out? Like we should hang out this weekend. And I was excited. I'm like, oh my God, yeah. And then he said that. And then I searched it up and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not trying to do that. Like, yeah. I'm still down to hang out. He ghosted me after that. So wow. That's what he wanted.
Intentions are clear.
Yeah. He didn't give a fuck.
Have you ever been love bombed by someone?
Like, I feel like in both situations, like with my ex, I was definitely love bombed because like, I remember like the month before he broke up with me, he was sending me like reels about like, we're going to grow old together. And
really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, that's what made it harder too. Cause I'm like, what the fuck? Like
what changed?
What changed? Like what changed in the matter of a month? Like
yeah.
You were feeling clearly this way about me and now what? But I feel like that's a form of love bombing. And then like with my situationship that I just talked about, I'm not going to get into what he did.
He did a display for you. He put out a nice display.
He did something very sweet for me and I was very happy. I was like, very like, whoa, like this is the first time I feel like he's showing me that he likes me or even maybe.
That could have been a form of love bombing though.
Yeah. I don't think he was intentionally doing it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think he genuinely wanted to do it. But again, like now looking from the outside, I'm like, maybe he shouldn't have done that at all.
Yeah.
And you know what? If he didn't even do anything, I probably would have gotten mad at him that he didn't do anything for me. So this is what I'm saying. Like situationships are just not.
There's no winning.
There's no winning because you're going to have these expectations and like you can't. You can't have expectations because you guys aren't in a relationship. So I feel like if he did or if he didn't, there's no winning. And like, yeah, it is a form of love bombing, but like it wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentional. So
someone in your audience wants to know what's the biggest thing you've learned since becoming a creator?
That not everyone's going to like you. Like, I feel like there's two sides of it. Like, I used to think looking outside in that you either really love this person or you really love this creator or you fucking hate them. But, like, there's, like, it's not that at all. There's, like, so many people that are going to love you. And there's also going to be that same amount of people, if not more, that hate you. So I feel like getting used to that was really important to me and, like, understanding that. You're not going to get everyone to like you. It's impossible to get everyone to like you. People are going to hate you. People are going to talk about you. People are going to make fake accounts of you. People are going to do these things. And you kind of just have to deal with it because, you know, at the end of the day, I signed up for this.
Yeah.
Like, this is my, I chose this job. I chose this career. So I have to be okay with the cons that come with it. But I feel like that's definitely the biggest thing. And also, like, not telling everyone what you're doing. Like, there's, like, I'm such an oversharer where I, like, love telling people what's happening. I'm also excited about things, so I'm going to tell people. But, like, not everyone has your best intentions.
Yeah.
Like, especially other creators.
Yeah.
You have to be careful when you're telling them about things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. My new thing is, like, I don't tell people what I'm doing unless it's already done.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's just, like, it's sad to say, but, like, actually, it's not sad to say. Like, it's a real thing. Like, people don't want to see you doing better than them.
Yeah.
Especially in this industry. Like, it's there's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of competitiveness. Like, so not everyone wants your best intentions. And not everyone is truly there for you the way they say that they are. And you have to keep that boundary and make sure not to cross it and keep everything private until it's done. That's something I've definitely learned too.
Someone's asking, what's the most expensive thing you've bought?
Most expensive thing I bought? Definitely my... I have a Burberry wallet.
Ooh.
Yeah. That and then... Wait, no. That is tied with my Chanel sunglasses that I bought in New York. Guys, those are my favorite things ever. Like, literally, I almost passed out when I, like, swiped my credit card. But, like, they're my favorite pair. I wish I had them here right now to show you guys, but they're so fucking cute. They're black. They have, like, the little Chanel logo right here. Because I wanted something. I'm like, you know what? If I'm spending this money, I want it to be obvious that it's a fucking designer. It's a pair of designer sunglasses. Or else I'm like, what the fuck is the point? You know? So I want to show it off. So, and I was like, you know what? I haven't ever bought in myself something, like, this big for myself, and I feel like I deserve it. Like, you know, I've accomplished so much in my life where I'm like, this is a gift to myself. So yeah, I bought that, almost passed away, but like yeah, I love them. They're my favorite.
Someone's asking, why didn't you go to the LA influencer party?
Guys, well, number one,
which party was it?
The party with I think that girl Kenzie was hosting it, and Pink Pom Puff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't invited, which, what the fuck? I'm kidding. But yeah, I don't think I would have went anyways. I just don't think it's my crowd. I don't think it's what I like. You know, some of the girls I know, and like, they're really sweet. I follow all of them. They follow me. They're super sweet. I just feel like my audience is not.
You're a little bit older, no?
I'm also way older than some of the girls that were at this party. Like, some of the girls were like 14.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you know what? I just feel like I would be like supervising.
Their mom?
I would be like their mothers. I would be like supervising. Don't do that, sweetie. You know? So I feel like not my scene. Yeah, no.
Someone is asking, have you ever had a nose job?
No. I get that a lot.
Do you?
I get that a lot. I've never gotten my nose done before. I used to be so insecure about my nose, but now that people are like complimenting it so much, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should keep her. But yeah, I've never gotten anything done except my lips. And I haven't gotten filler in my lips since like probably like 4 years ago now.
Would you do any procedures, Botox, anything like that?
Oh, 100%. I feel like I low-key need Botox. Like, do you guys see those fucking lines on my forehead? Like,
but then how are you going to make your videos and all your expressions?
Well, okay, but I was talking to, like, a nurse about it, and she was like, I would give you, like, baby Botox. Like, I wouldn't freeze your face, so, like, you would still be able to move it, which I want. Like, I don't want to be able to not freeze. Yeah, I don't want to be able to, like, not move my face, because I'm like, bro, like, also aging is like beautiful. I feel like wrinkles, like, obviously, like, maybe, you know, I don't want wrinkles, but like, I mean, like, aging is like, it's part of life. I feel like, why
just without the wrinkles?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to be like, yeah, I want Botox, but aging is beautiful. But no, I would for sure get Botox. I think a Botox clinic reached out to me wanting me to go there for a video in exchange for Botox. And I said, hell yeah.
Why
the
not?
The fuck? Like, free Botox? Sign me up.
There's a question about your upbringing and talking about your parents.
My upbringing. So I'm an only child. And honestly, my parents did everything for me. Like, they spoiled me so much. Like, everything I wanted, I got. I want it. I got it. I wonder if people could tell if I'm an only child by the way I act. I feel like you can tell. I'm fucking crazy.
So sorry.
I'm crying. I feel like you can tell.
I couldn't tell, but I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Let me know if you guys can tell if I'm an only child. I feel like I kind of give that energy. But yeah, like, they did everything for me. They signed me up for dance. I danced my entire life. And yeah, my parents were always great. And honestly, I feel like as time went on and I grew up, I became closer with my parents. Like, I feel like when I was in high school, into university a little, like, I was like, no, like, I'm all about, like, my friends, like, you know, my parents are weird and, like, old and, like, you know, like, I was just like, I feel like that's what every, like, teenager yeah. goes through with their parents. But, like, now that, like, I'm older, I'm like, you know what, like, they've done and they continue to do so much for me. They've been there through so many things. Like, they've helped me through so many things. They help me to this day. My dad's literally my accountant for, like, for everything that I do. Like, mm-hmm. he helps me so much. They help me with, like, packaging things, like, for giveaway. Like, they help so much. So yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better upbringing.
Someone is asking,
mm-hmm.
are you gonna sell Not So Silent merch?
Who is asking? I'm kidding.
What is that sweater that you're wearing?
It's honestly, the reason that I even have merch to begin with, like, I feel like it's really quick for a podcast that just started to have merch already. But the reason I did it is because I really, like, I don't know. I've always wanted something that is, like, a physical byproduct of something that I've done. And I feel like that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So it means a lot to me. The whole design process was super... it went super smooth. I'm not going to lie. It's stressful. It's stressful finding the right color, finding the right fit, finding, you know, a perfect font. Like, all of these things is so hard. Thank God I have a team that helps me with it. Like, my team Talent Nation, they help me with it. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it without them. And, you know, they've helped me with, like, like, the supplier for the merch company and, like, all that stuff, like, finding those people for me, which, like, if I were to do that, that would have taken, like, weeks, because I'm also such a perfectionist. Like, I'm always like, it's honestly another thing that I've learned being a business owner. I feel like I can say I'm a business owner, like, mm-hmm. is you have to give responsibility to other people
mm-hmm.
to do for you. And I feel like that's so fucking hard, especially for someone, if you're like me, I'm such a perfectionist. I love doing things myself, not because I want to, but because I know if I do it, I do it properly.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's the way that I want. And that's it. But when other people are doing it, it's like, like, it's also hard to tell you what I want. It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
But you kind of just have to let go of that. And you have to just, like, kind of trust the people that are trying to help you. So that's been also hard, but I'm trying to, like, let go a little bit and a little bit and a little bit.
Look out for the limited drop. Someone is asking you, is there a makeup brand you dislike that is overhyped?
A makeup brand that is overhyped and that I dislike.
T.
Charlotte Tilbury. I just feel like, okay, they have good products, but I just feel like for the price point of them, and the quantity of yeah. what you get from them is not, it just doesn't add up. And again, I understand that Charlotte Tilbury, it's a high-end, bougie, expensive, you know, makeup line. But again, like, I don't know. I'm just all about affordability. There's, like, there are way better options out there for like less fucking less of the price. And like, I don't know, they also like break me out a lot, so I'm kind of biased. Like, I'm not gonna use some. I do really love their setting powders or their pressed powder, love. And I love their lip liners, but their skincare products, I'm not a fan of. Yeah, I don't really fuck with the contour things or the blush ones. Like, the blush one's okay, but again, like, it's just, they're so much better.
Hmm. What's it like being a Canadian content creator?
It fucking sucks. No, it doesn't suck. It's just like, I also don't fucking know anything else because that's all I am. Like, yeah. I don't know how it is for the US people. Like, but we don't get paid through views here on TikTok. So we get paid through brand deals. That's really it. PR is also a little bit tricky too, because a lot of brands don't want to send to Canada.
Yeah.
Which literally, what the fuck are we? Are we?
Or they don't want to spend on Canadian influencers.
Yeah. Yeah. They, I don't know what the, like, what the fuck are we? Are we trash here? Like, I'm telling you, we aren't trash. We're actually better. But yeah, no, a lot of companies don't want to work with Canadian creators. I feel like there's like a stigma where like brands think that like our audience maybe is like in Canada, and like they don't want to sell.
Yeah.
They don't want us to sell where our audience isn't in the US. I don't fucking know. I feel like that's also something to do with it. But like, my audience is mostly in the US anyways. Like, I do have a big Canadian following, but most of it is in the US and international. So like, I don't fucking know. But
international baddie.
Yeah. I feel like we just have the shit at the end of the stick, like, for no reason. Like, we don't even have TikTok shop.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
What would your death row meal be?
A burger. A burger, truffle fries, and
Prime.
And Prime. And like, I would have a couple drinks. I would have Prime Energy. I would have
iced coffee.
I would have iced coffee. Like an iced macchiato. Oh my god, I would have an iced caramel macchiato from Dunkin' Donuts. And I would have like a matcha.
Maybe an Erewhon smoothie.
And an Erewhon smoothie. Definitely a lot of drinks. But like, for sure a burger. A burger is my favorite food ever.
How do you get PR?
So there's a lot of different ways. Like, when I first started being a creator, like, I would reach out to brands on Instagram DM. I would email them. And I would look up email addresses on TikTok. Like, it'd be like email addresses for brands or PR emails for age for this brand, whatever. And, you know, they have them. So I would email them again. Like, they, I also didn't even fucking know how to like approach it properly. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. So like, I don't think anyone answered me. And if they did answer me, they were like, oh, like, sorry, we're not, like, basically in a nicer way, we're not fucking giving you shit, you know? So yeah, reaching out to PR, reaching out to like brands myself has not been the best thing. Now that I have somewhat of like a platform, they do answer me. Like, if I were to message a brand, like, which I've done, they answer back and they are like, sure, for sure, what's your address? But like, for example, Lemmy, you know how they have a what's it called, the fuck, what's the thing that, oh, the Ozempic dupe.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, I would love to try. And they're like, okay. So if I'm skinny,
love that.
If I'm skinny soon, you guys know why. But yeah, so where was I even fucking going with that? I feel like also like having a management team like helps with that, because they do all that. Like, they will reach out on your behalf. Like, they do outreaches on, like, I don't know whether it's like weekly or monthly or whatever it is. Like, they do that stuff for you, which you don't have to worry about. So honestly, getting a management team is the best thing that I've done for my career, just because I do want to put all my focus into my content. I want to make my content the best content I can. And that is only possible if I'm not worrying about emails, if I'm not worrying about, you know, brands answering me, or if like I answered a brand properly, or if, you know, it's just a lot to take on. So I feel like having, as you grow as a creator, having a management team is so, so important. It's just, there's a lot of like weird ones out there, so be careful. But yeah,
shout out Talent Nation.
Shout out Talent Nation for reals. But I also feel like to try and get brands' attentions too, while you are making content, tag them in your videos. Tag them in your videos. And, you know, if you really like a fucking product from a brand, talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Talk about it a lot. Make them fucking see you. Make them know that you fucking like their product. And I feel like you can try messaging them. Like, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to do anything bad. It's like, you can try, but again, like, they're very, very specific with who they send things to. Again, if you don't have a following, they're not fucking going to send you shit, honestly. But yeah, so tagging them in your videos. I was going to say something else. Engaging with their page. Make sure you're following these brands. Make sure you're liking their stuff. You can comment on their stuff too. That helps them like see you a little bit more. Anything that you can do to help them see you a little bit more is very key, I feel like. I feel like once I started doing that, like that's when brands started commenting on my videos, like started even following. Now some brands follow me back.
Yep.
Like some of my favorite brands follow me back. So that's, yeah.
Fave part about being a content creator?
I just love my job. Like I love, like I couldn't have seen myself doing anything but this in my life. So I'm grateful that a job and a career like this even exists, first of all, because I feel like back in the day it was not a fucking thing. So I'm so grateful for that. But I also feel like just making other people, and I literally was talking about this like before we started filming, like just making other people feel happy. And no, I did talk about this a little bit on here too. I was like, just making anyone feel okay, like just making sure like whatever I'm putting out there, is it helping someone? Like, is it inspiring someone? Is it, you know, motivating someone or whatever it is? Like, is it making someone smile if they're having a bad day? I feel like that's the best part. And you know you're doing that when you get messages from these people. Yeah. Like, I went through my messages today. I was talking to you about it. I went through my messages today and I was like looking through some messages and like, obviously there was more good ones than bad ones, but like the good ones for sure outweighed the bad ones. And I was just like, they're so like, it just makes you realize that you're doing something right in life. Like you're making an impact on these people. And that's the fucking best part. Like getting these messages from people, that's how I stay motivated to make content.
Yeah.
Like every day I'm like, I don't want to fucking film. I'm like, bro, like you are making little people smile. Like, why are you being stupid, you know? But that's the best part. And also meeting also these people that used to watch is really cool. And making friends, like literally some of my closest friends to this day are people that I would have not met if I wasn't a creator. So, so yeah, I genuinely love my job, dream job, and I could not picture me doing anything else.
What are your two favorite skincare brands at the moment?
Skincare brands. Caudalie. They're honestly, they invited me to a spa day and they used a bunch of shit on me. And I literally was like, what the fuck did you use on me? And she showed me, I'm like, I want all of it. So I literally have like, I'm pretty sure I have the whole Caudalie line now and I've been using it and I've been loving it.
Wow.
So love Caudalie and another skincare brand. I love Rode.
Do you?
Yeah, I love their skincare products. Not the entire skincare line, like their new products. Like I love the glazing milk and I love the barrier butter. It's so good, especially because I have dry skin. So I love that. I'm trying to think of one more maybe.
I know you like Anua.
I was going to say, I feel like it would be Anua. Like Rode, Anua, and Caudalie for sure.
Anua is the best.
Yeah. Anua skincare. Korean, just any Korean skincare, yeah. I feel like. But Anua is my into favorite.
The Korean skincare.
Yeah.
Right now, your top three makeup brands, it's going to be hard to choose. I know you mentioned some already.
Tower 28. Makeup by Mario.
Ooh.
Kosas. Mm. And Say. I feel like those. This is the thing. They're all so similar. So like that's if you know the brands and their products, like you know that they're all kind of They have the same vibe. They're all clean beauty. They're all very natural, very easy to use, very user friendly. Like that's the makeup that I like. 'Cause I don't really know what I'm doing at the end of the day. Like I'm not a makeup artist. Yeah. Like so I like things that are easy to use. And if I were to do maybe like, I would say those are like makeup slash skincare based makeup brands, which that's what I love. But makeup by Mario would be my first choice for sure. Wow. Yeah.
All right. And then lastly, if you have one or two fashion brands that you've been loving at the moment.
Fashion brands. Fashion brands.
Shein.
Okay, honestly, I don't know what it is. I just love Skims.
Do you?
Like, I just like, okay, I have no fashion sense, number one. And number two, I just feel like I'm always in loungewear.
What do you have from Skims? What do you love?
Their loungewear. Oh, yeah? Like, their sweat sets, their sweatpants, sweaters, their pajamas, their bras. Okay, you guys want to know something so funny? Grime is going to be like, what the fuck? I literally bought a bra, okay, from Skims, and it's the nipple bra.
Stop.
Because this is my thing. Okay, do I? No, I can't talk about my nipples. Okay, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, what do my parents watch this? I can't talk about my nips. But all I have to say is that I don't have... My nipple.
You started it now.
Okay. I like the look of when nipples are hard.
Yeah.
Through t-shirts. Like, I feel like that's so sexy.
Scrumptious.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I love when, like, I love when I see, like, my friend and she's wearing no bra and you can see, like, her nipples. Like, I feel like it's such, like, a look.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my nipples don't do that unless it's freezing fucking cold in the room. Right. Which I have a sweating problem, so it's never fucking cold for me. So... Yeah, I got that bra and it's so cool. And it's actually really comfortable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you worn it out?
A few times. Yeah. I wore it to my situationships basketball game. Oh. Bro, and it also makes my boobs look massive.
What kind of reaction did you get from that?
Good reaction. I also told him though that I bought a nipple bra. Because again, we're best friends. Like, I'm going to tell him. He's like, LOL. Imagine, like, I'm not going to fucking... nothing. Ignore it. But yeah, I bought a nipple bra from Skims. I also bought a bralette from Skims. It's so comfortable. You know when bralettes... Okay, you know when bralettes, like, slip down and your nip comes out?
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate when bralettes do that. Like, what the fuck is the point of me wearing a bralette if my nip's going to come out?
Yeah.
So, like, the one from Skims, the triangle one, I think it's the... It's called Everybody, if it's Everybody or Everyone Fits, something like that. Fits All.
Skims sponsor.
Skims, okay, that's also my dream collab.
Oh.
If I ever got a collab from Skims, I think, or even like if I did a campaign with them, I feel like that would be fucking legendary. But yeah, thanks for listening to my nips, my nip store. any other questions?
I think that's it for today.
Okay, well, this was so fun. I need to do more solo episodes. And I also have a bunch of questions that you guys asked me, like asking for advice, which I'm definitely going to get to in the next episode. I just yap so fucking much that I can't get to it, but I promise I will fucking help you guys because I want to fucking help you guys. Stay tuned for the limited edition merch drop that is coming soon. And yeah. I love you guys so much. See you in the next one.